Antiheroes come in all shapes and sizes, but none stranger than the cigar-chomping, 3-foot-tall comic book character named Howard the Duck. A strange visitor from another planet, Howard landed in Cleveland back in the 1970s, where, despite a noticeable lack of bravery or any superpower beyond the ability to speak English, Howard saved the world from Bessie the Hellcow and Felch the Space Turnip, among many others. He ran for president in 1976, representing the All Night Party. His slogan, "Get down, America." He lost. Howard's creator, Steve Gerber, died earlier this week in Las Vegas at the age of 60. Chris Claremont was among Steve Gerber's colleagues at Marvel Comics and joins us now from our bureau in New York. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Neil.
What was so special about Steve Gerber, do you think?
His way of looking at the world, which was unlike anybody else. I mean, there you had a remarkable group of writers working at Marvel and DC back then, Marv Wolfman, Len Wein, Denny O'Neill, Jerry Conway, and Steve was the sort of the dark side of the creative force, not in the sense that it was nicely wicked, but it was such a weird way of looking at the world, of looking at characters, of expressing himself that you couldn't help but be drawn in. And Howard's the perfect example. You're sitting there suddenly reading about a duck saving the world. And loving it.
Howard the Duck was, excuse me, you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Howard was curious. Comics, in a way, had their start in Cleveland. Schuster and Siegel, the creators of Superman, were kids from Cleveland, moved to New York to do Superman. Howard the Duck arrives in Cleveland, and as unlikely a place as any for setting a superhero.
Well, and he pretty much stayed there. At least for Steve's run on the book.
Yeah. And he was, I think too many people remember him from that terrible, terrible movie, Howard the Duck, in the 1980s. A friend of mine was actually in that picture, and a career killer it proved to be. But nevertheless, it's a character that, well, he never quite went away, no matter how bad that movie was.
Well, that was the thing about what Steve did. He would write stories that, technically speaking, weren't, you know, they weren't the FF, they weren't Batman, they weren't the X-Men, they weren't the kind of things that everybody looked at that everybody gauged success by. And yet, 5 years later, 10 years later, 20 years later, 30 years later, you find yourself thinking back over the characters and the stories and the events and wanting to see more of the stuff that Steve put together.
There was another contribution Steve Gerber made to comics after an unhappy departure from Marvel. He then sued the company for control over Howard the Duck.
Yes.
And he was among the first to do that.
Yes. I mean, it's the same kind of battle in comics that we've just seen sort of concluded in Hollywood. With the writers, it's an attempt for the people who create the work to establish a level of control over what they do and benefit from it after it's published. And Steve was in the vanguard of it. And I guess the frustration over the years is that this turned out to be an adversary that couldn't be dealt with as easily and completely as Dr. Doom.
Yeah, harder to vanquish the corporations that owned the characters and the companies than the supervillains that, Bessie the Hellcow, for example, was far easier to defeat. Howard the Duck will always be remembered, I think.
I hope so. I mean, the weird thing is that you look around and there's always the assumption from my point as someone who knew these, you know, knew him and knew the others of that age, that we'd all go on forever. That, you know, we all, you think of each other as being, well, we're still in our 20s. And then it's disconcerting to realize that time, to cliche it, put it in cliche, marches on and we're marching with it whether we like it or not.
Steve, and, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying Steve would appreciate the irony of closing out his life, and yet you always I find myself thinking that, wishing that there's another chapter after it, and who knows, he's moved on to a higher plane and a broader market to play with.
Chris Claremont, thanks very much for being with us today.
My pleasure, Neil.
We've been remembering Steve Gerber, who died on Sunday at the age of 60 in Las Vegas. Steve Gerber, the creator of Howard the Duck. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Tomorrow, it's Science Friday. Ira Flatow will be here. Have a terrific Valentine's Day, everybody. We'll see you on Monday. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. ¶¶